LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. Happy VD, everybody. It is Friday, the 14th of February, 2020. And this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palaciola Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Auxin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's Valentine's Day. And we also wrap up Fun Drive 2020. We had a couple hours of Valentine's Day requests from donators this morning. And tonight there's going to be a big party at Redgate, 1965 Main Street. Thanks to everybody who pledged and donated and helped out in other ways to keep CITR on the air and in your hair. And if you missed the whole excitement, or maybe you want to give a little more, we are continuing to accept your generosity at CITR.ca/donate. And as I said, the whole thing wraps up tonight. Big party at the Redgate, 1965 Main Street. There's a fine lineup of local artists performing, as you just heard from Dora. And we're going to do our best to preview them throughout the hour. We'll also let you know about some other events that are going on this weekend and throughout the month of February. And some other auditions and theater stuff on the call board. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local, independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to start right off with one of the acts that's going to be performing tonight at the Redgate, starting at 9. Yeah. 9 o'clock is when the doors open, anyway. And the first act is Psy. Thank you. It always happens to me. So that's Psy, and they're going to be playing at Redgate tonight as part of the big Fun Drive finale. And there'll be, I think there's five bands altogether, plus the amazing Frankie Teardrop doing the spinning the tunes between the bands and all that stuff, plus the silent auction. So if you haven't donated enough yet and you still want to give some more, there's all kinds of great prizes up for grabs on the silent auction, including folks like Mint Records and the Rio Theater and Hotbox Yoga and Ernst Ice Cream and Dave Campbell RMT, I think, is in there as well. Somebody you may have heard of. So what else is going on? Well, this weekend, we're going to see a rather delightful show called Parents Are a Drag. It's written by Dave DeVoe and Cameron McKenzie of ZZ Theater, and it features their alter egos, Peach Cobbla and Isolde and Baron, and the newest member of their troupe, Little Fertility Flambe. This is a show that was originally commissioned for the Vancouver International Children's Festival, and it's going to be produced this weekend at a couple of locations, Saturday at the Massey Theatre in New West, and then at 4 o'clock, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock right here at UBC, at Kids Take Over UBC. The blurb on it is something like this: join local drag queens Peach Cobbla and Isolde and Baron for Drag Dress Up Spectacular. Add some rainbow to your day at this fun and inclusive event, which reminds young ones, their parents, caregivers, and everyone in between that it's never too early or too late to get silly and dressed up. Parents Are a Drag celebrates diversity with songs, laughter, and play, with opportunities for the audience to become part of the show. And be sure to come dressed to impress or ready for some dress-up time. And I got to tell you, I mean, Peach and Isolde are pretty spectacular by themselves, but just the two photographs that I've seen of Little Fertility Flambe, that character steals the show. So it'll be a fun one. So the Massey Theater, as I said, is in New West, and that's going to be tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And then Kids Take Over UBC. That's an event that's happening all day Sunday right here on campus to help celebrate Family Day. You can get the details on that by going to utown.ubc.ca and look for Kids Run UBC. And there's all kinds of events that are going to be going on all day, all over campus on Sunday for Kids Run UBC. Alrighty then. Let's see here. Let's talk about something else. Our good friends at the National Film Board have some very exciting news. A film that we highlighted here about 2 or 3 years ago when it first came out. It's called Unarmed Verses. It's a documentary by filmmaker Charles Officer. 2017 is when we highlighted this one. The reason why we're talking about it now is because it is as part of Black History Month, the National Film Board has released it as an online free of charge in perpetuity at nfb.ca. It's quite a, what would we call it now? It's a poignant documentary. It's basically about a residential community in Toronto. Largely low-income residents of a rental housing block in Toronto's northeast and are threatened with imposed relocation due to the impending demolition of the place they call home. And the residents respond to it through art. Through rap, through poetry, through visual art, and it focuses on Francine. She's 12 years old at the time of the film. I guess she's probably about 15 now. A curious and compassionate girl whose astute observations and innate ability to express her thoughts belie her young age. So, yeah, you want to check it out. It's called Unarmed Verses, and you can find it at nfb.ca. It's about an hour long, I think, so it's definitely worth checking out for that. Okay, let's hear some more music. Another performer that's going to be on the Fun Drive thing tonight at Redgate is Canon Moulat. And Canon Moulat seems to like to use photography as a metaphor. You know, his name is Canon. That's a kind of a camera. There's a song in there about Minolta and all the rest of it. Anyway, this one is called Bloodshot Gibby.
Give another meal, all for an art form. I'd rather die before I'm living as a satisfied corpse.
Hungry.
You can breathe the living energy through your teeth.
Hungry.
My honest efforts can show you what I'll achieve.
Hungry.
The nights show me this life as a refugee. Look into my pupils, I've still got fuel until I bleed. Hungry. Look like a young nigga that's tryna stay alive. Get slept on cause I'm young, nigga, so I don't sleep at night. Do I look to you like a young nigga that's tryna stay alive? Get slept on cause I'm young, ay. 24 hours and counting, I need a watch. I need to get an account, cause I need to buy an alarm. Set it an hour from now, then I'll turn that shit on. Long beyond your years, you boy. You're so ahead of your peers, you boy. But I swear that I seen so many waking hours, I should be calling you boy. I should be calling up, yeah. I should be coming up, yeah. I should be braiding my hair. I need to glow up the gram. Post a pic in a hotel. Post a pic, an image of mad fame for the post-apocalyptic rap game. Yeah, I'm supposed to blow. Yeah, I'm supposed to hit a lick. I hope you know it's intrinsic. Yeah, look to me in my eyes. Do I look like a young nigga that's trying to stay alive? Get slept on cause I'm young nigga, so I don't sleep at night. Do I look to you like a young nigga that's trying to stay alive? Get slept on cause I'm young, ay. Watch yourself, you might miss. Watch your clout, it might dissipate. Splash buckets when I hit the paint. You're making cuts, I eviscerate. Shit, I might need some limitations. Rap harder than you through a pillowcase. When I'm lapping fakes, I need a handicap. So I'll finish this in fucking one take. And I ain't capping, nigga, and that's fortunate. When I threw my cap, I saw a fortune in it. Said you was gonna go on tour with the most important hip-hop performance. Tip-top nigga finna top the Forbes list from dropping shit. I need a cop, a toilet, grab an opportunity. Can't stop the dropping. You ain't fuck with the dream. You can try to spoil it, my nigga. Look to me in my eyes. Do I look like a young nigga that's trying to stay alive? Get slept on cause I'm young nigga, so I don't sleep at night. Do I look to you like a young nigga that's trying to stay alive? Get slept on cause I'm young, ay.
Everybody dies once, you have to be special.
There you go. That's Canon Mulat performing tonight as part of the big show at the Red Gate for the big. It's all big. The big fun drive finale going on tonight. And once again, thanks to everybody who participated by phoning in or dialing up or clicking and making donations to CITR's fund drive. It every little bit helps, and it keeps us on the air, keeps doing all the great stuff that's going on. And as I say, there's a big party tonight at Redgate to celebrate that, and Valentine's Day and all that other jazz and stuff and things. Keep talking, Dave. Just keep talking. Somebody will actually pay attention. What else is going on here? All right, we got that. About 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago now, for the Fringe Festival, we interviewed the Vote Sisters, Deborah and Naomi, who did a show called Big Sister, written by Deborah and performed by Naomi. And it got some great acclaim. It was well received, and it has gotten a little bit of a rewrite, not a rewrite, but a punch up, and it is brought back to life. This is it's called Big Sister, and it's going to be at the Culch. In the Culture Lab from the 19th to the 29th. And that is starting, today's the 14th, so in 5 days, next week. It's a one-woman comedy about the relationship between two sisters and what happens when one of them changes. The real-life experiences of sister actor Naomi's 70-pound weight loss, written through the perspective of younger sibling writer Deborah. Big Sister explores a world of evil siblings, fat-shaming, and unlikely collaboration. As Naomi says, I lost over 70 pounds over 2 years, and my life changed drastically. I got taken seriously professionally. I got asked on dates. Guys at falafel stands winked at me. Everything changed for me. This show is about me working through that, trying not to have internalized fat shame. So it's we saw it when it was at the Fringe, and definitely worth checking out. They got the... Jamie King directed it, who was the winner of Ray Michaels' prize at the Jessies last year. And as I say, it's happening at the Culture Lab. Tickets are $35. It starts on the 19th of February. The official opening is the 20th, and it goes until the 29th, which is Janice McKenzie's birthday. Just thought I'd throw that in. Also going on at the Culture Lab is a show we talked about last week called Gruesome Playground Injuries. That is still going on and closes this weekend. So you got two reasons to go to the Culture Lab this week. You got the Gruesome Playground Injuries going on this week, and you got Big Sister coming up next week. All right, let's take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be back in a minute.
The UBC Blood for Life Club wants your blood. But seriously, they do.
On February 19th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., they're holding a campus blood drive in the Great Hall of the Nest, and you're invited. Why donate blood, you ask? Well, every minute of every day, someone in Canada needs blood, and cancer patients, transplant recipients, and accident victims need a lot.
30 minutes of your life can give someone the rest of theirs.
So head down to the Nest on February 19th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hey, if you're interested in doing some improv viewing this weekend, Vancouver Theatre Sports is putting the Ha Ha and Ha Ha Happy Valentines with Romance Week. It started last week, and it goes until tomorrow night at the Improv Center on Granville Island, including such things as Denise Jones's The Love of Your Life, an improvised true romance. It's a witty and romantic look at one real couple's relationship as revealed through interviews and interpreted by Vancouver Theatre Sports improvisers. An actual couple from the audience joins the ensemble on stage for the show. During the first half, they are interviewed by the host. The ensemble, utilizing the information given by the couple, recreates some key moments in their life leading up to the present time. The second half of the show takes what has been learned about the couple, infuses that with suggestions from the audience, and projects what the future will hold for them in a series of improvised scenarios. So that's tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Improv Center. Tonight, it's the Love Matches, a Valentine's Day all-out love battle. So it's sort of theater, classic theater sports format, but hosted by the goddess of love, Aphrodite. Features an all-out love battle of epic proportions as improv couples duke it out in an audience-inspired competition to prove that love conquers all. The evening also includes various special characters, such as love astrologer, who will check out your heart chart, and personalized improvised love sonnets that you can take with you, as well as specials to the bar. And then tonight is also Frisky Friday, the late show at 11:15. That is for more mature adults who want to get their laugh on. So all that's going on at the Improv Center on Granville Island. You can go to VTSL.com to find out all the details about that. So another act that's going to be performing tonight at the Fun Drive finale at Red Gate is Big City. Big City. Once again, that's Big City doing Vicious, and they're going to be at Red Gate tonight for the big fun drive closer party thing. Also going on tonight, it's the premiere of a brand new musical by our good friend of the show, Sarah Jean Hosey and Nico Rhodes, called Talking Sex on Sunday. And it's a musical, as I say, about sex toy parties. On the first Sunday of every month, Margot and her lady pals always host a theme party. What happens when Margot decides to kick it up by having a sex toy party? It's a new musical by Sarah Jean Hosey and Nico Rhodes. And in this, we witness these women share fears, reveal dirty secrets, explore new possibilities, and find the power of female friendship. And it has got a powerful cast. It's just amazing the people that she got involved with this, including Janet Gilotti, Jennifer Lyons, Katrina Murphy, Katrina Reynolds, Shauna Lee Wood, Irene Karras-Loper, and Sarah Vicaruk. And Sarah Vicaruk is a good friend of the show as well. We first met her when she was here for The Fringe about 2 years ago in Polyqueer Love Ballad. And she has just gone on to do all kinds of amazing things. And her work has been recognized by Canadian Actors Equity as she is this year's recipient of the Stage West Equity Emerging Theatre Artist Award. This honors professionalism and artistic excellence. It's presented annually to a theatre performer who has been a member of the association less than 3 years. And who has shown excellence in theater endeavors. And Sarah is she's an actor, she's a writer, a director, a producer, and a songwriter, and just an all-around brilliant talent, and well-deserved recognition for her. And you get a chance to celebrate that honor with her tonight at the where is it? I had it all except for the location. It's at the Fire Hall. There you go. It's at the Fire Hall Arts Center. Opening night is tonight. Well, the first preview is tonight, I think. The official opening night is Wednesday the 19th, and it runs until the 8th of March. So you've got lots of opportunities to see it, but you certainly want to check this out. It's a brand new musical written by local artists, featuring a lot of great local actors on stage, all-female cast, and a mostly female crew, a couple of guys in there as well, but female director, and it's an exciting thing, and I hope everyone gets a chance to see it. So Talking Sex on Sunday at the Fire Hall Theater, a great Valentine's Day thing to do tonight. You just might like it. Yeah.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
The Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival presents a climbing show featuring local climbers Kim and Graham McGrenery, who will talk about their adventures in Armenia, along with films from around the globe. The VIMFF will also present a ski program with local producer Ruben Krabbe, who will show his mind-blowing ski photographs and his short film Nebula. February 25th and 27th at 7:30, Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC. Tickets at www.vimff.org.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
There's a new play that's starting up soon at the Presentation House in North Vancouver. It's called God's Lake, and it focuses on truth and need for reconciliation. It's
It's a vivid original work of verbatim documentary theater. Audiences bear witness to the strength and resilience of the people in the remote fly-in reserve of God's Lake Narrows, Manitoba, following traumatic events of unresolved justice and a complex and challenging past. Co-created by playwright Francesca Albright and award-winning Swampy Cree filmmaker Kevin Lee Burton, the play explores how God's Lake Narrows was impacted by the violent death of a 15-year-old girl in their community. It's on at Presentation House in North Vancouver. It runs from the 18th until the 23rd, and you can find out more by going to phtheatre, phtheatre.org, and look up the God's Lake. They're also on tour after their run and at the Presentation House, and they will be in Victoria at the end of the month on the 28th and 29th. Find out more by going to Presentation House Theater and looking up God's Lake. And Ronnie Burkett's got a show. The Puppet Master has returned. He's on at the Historic Theater at the Van East Cultural Center. Actually, no, it's not. It's not. It's presented by the Cults. It's happening at secret locations. What you have to do is you get your ticket, and then when you get your confirmation from the Cults, they'll tell you where to go. It's called Forget Me Not, and it runs until the 1st of March. In secret locations revealed to audience members before the show. It's all about the new now, a time when written language has been suppressed and forgotten, and hand-drawn love letters have become a powerful act of defiance. Unlike anything previously experienced, this mysterious and thrilling new production offers each audience member the rare opportunity to hold a one-of-a-kind Ronnie Burkett hand puppet. Becoming a puppet chorus, the audience both witnesses and propels the story as it unfolds, an inspiring theatrical love letter for increasingly uncivilized time. And this has been performing across Canada and is happening through the Cults until the 1st of March. And you can get your tickets and find out more by going to the Cults, which is thecultch.com. We got some more music now. This is another act that's going to be tonight at the Red Gate, part of the Big Fun Drive finale. This is Devours.
Nostalgia's the worst. Who even needs to give a fuck about the 90s anymore? Yet I can't get enough of it. Remove my bones and shove me back inside my parents' VCR. Guess I got what I wanted. I dug my own grave.
So that's Devours. They're going to be at Red Gate tonight, part of the big fun drive finale party going on at Red Gate on Main Street. That's happening tonight. I just said that. Now, also going on this weekend, it's Sunday. The Opera Pro Cantanti organization is doing another show. They're doing Macbeth by Giuseppe Verdi, and that's happening Sunday night at their usual location, the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main. And they are, if you're not familiar with Opera Pro Cantanti, they are a small but eager group of aspiring opera singers who gather together and put on their favorite works. It's usually fully staged. They don't have an orchestra, but it's recorded. The music's recorded, but the singing is live, and the costumes are great, and the sets are nice, and it's a very friendly location and very entertaining. So it's happening Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main, and you can find out more by going to procantanti.com, www.procantanti.com, and that'll have all the details on there for you. And coming up at the end of the month, 2 weeks from tonight, it's Best of Enemies by Mark St. Germain. This is a play about civil rights activist Anne Atwater, fighting a pitched battle for her daughter's education. And she's up against C.P. Ellis, the exalted cyclops of the local Ku Klux Klan chapter, when a Washington mediator arrives to institute nationally mandated desegregation. Anne and C.P. are forced into an uneasy truce as they wrestle for control of the future, based on true events. So, this could be fun. It features Celia Aloma, Robert Salvador, Anthony Santiago, and Rebecca DeBerre, and it is happening at the Pacific Theater, which is at 12th and Hemlock, and starts on the 28th of February and runs until... I don't have a closing date on it, but you can find out more by going to pacifictheater.ca on that one. Okay, we got time for one more tune. Another band that's going to be up at the Red Gate tonight for the Fun Drive closing ceremonies, and this is What? So that's What And that's off their brand new cassette release called Now. And tonight is also their record release party. So they're going to be celebrating Fun Drive, and they're also going to be unveiling their new recording called Now. And so you can get your hands on one if you show up tonight at Redgate, 1965 Main Street. And help close up Fun Drive 2020. Now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief here that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Western Gold Theatre is holding their general auditions. This is open to both equity and non-equity members. It's a general audition and a chance to meet and greet with the new artistic director, the great Tanya Dixon Warren, and also for meet some of the directors that will and other contributors that will be working with the company this year, including artistic director emeritus Anna Hagen, director at large Michael Farah, and all-around guy who does everything Glenn McDonald. The auditions themselves are happening the 25th and 26th at the Pal Studio Theater in Cole Harbour. You'll get 20 minutes to do a couple of contrasting monologues and maybe even sing a song if required. If any of the creative team, if you have worked with any of the people that I mentioned in the past and you're interested in working with Western Gold, you're encouraged to submit for a general audition, and they will allocate you a time during which you may choose to present monologues or simply come in for a chat. You know that Western Gold Theatre is the only professional theatre company in Western Canada solely devoted to providing work for and supporting the artistic practice of Canada's veteran theatre actors, 55 plus. They're also committed to welcoming younger colleagues and emerging theatre artists to share the stage. Their motto is creativity has no expiry date. So if you're interested, send your headshot and resume to Stephanie Hargraves at casting@westerngoldtheatre.org. Good. Bart on the Beach is also doing their general auditions. All their information is on their website. They haven't really posted anything for us, but you can go to bartonthebeach.org and look under current opportunities for auditions. The auditions themselves are happening in March, and the deadline for submission, you have 1 week left to submit your headshot and resume, and that is the 21st of February is the deadline for that. So go to bartonthebeach.org to find out the details on that. Our dear friend Sean Harris Oliver of Hardline Productions is doing a writing intensive workshop this spring in Vancouver throughout the month of March. It's designed for emerging writers who want to hone their craft, develop professional practices, and find out how to secure funding to support their work. So that's key. You know, a lot. I mentioned this last time. A lot of training comes into how to do the work, but how to get work is a whole other thing, and how to get paid for it. So he's holding these workshops every Sunday in March at the Holy Trinity Anglican Church at 12th and Hemlock, which is upstairs above the Pacific Theater. It's four sessions of 5 hours each, so it's a total of 20 hours training time. It costs $300 plus the cost of materials and printing. You can email Sean at hardlinevancouver@gmail.com to learn more, or you can go to Sean's personal website, seanharrisoliver.com. The Big Stage Presence Workshop is happening next weekend. Starts on Friday the 21st. It's called Le Jeu and Complicité Fundamentals, and it's based on the work of French clown master Philippe Goulier. It's led by Chloe Payne, and Chloe's pitch is, when did acting become work? Get out of your head and learn to play through le jeu. Le jeu is the game that should exist between actors and the audience. Actors at play follow their instincts, ready to change at a moment's notice. In this workshop, students will learn to play, develop complicity, gain sensitivity, and embrace taking risks. The workshop is happening next Friday, the 21st. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, the 19th. And you can find out more by going to Chloe's website, chloealicepayne.com, or you can sign up at brownpapertickets.com and look for event 4490250. Moving Mirror Productions is doing Miscast, a Broadway cabaret. They're asking performers to come in with pieces that you would not normally be cast in. especially characters that you don't think you would necessarily fit. It could be the wrong age, wrong gender, wrong ethnicity, wrong body type, but you have always wanted to perform a number with that character. It's like if I went in and did I Have a Dream from Gypsy, you know, something like that. Now's your chance. All while helping their society. So it's Moving Mirror Productions. The show itself is going on at the Evergreen Cultural Center. And if you want to find out more, you can go to movingmirrorproductions@gmail.com. Holy Crow Arts Society, doing So Damn Proud by Justin Neal. This is an interdisciplinary play that weaves mystery, drama, humor, contemporary dance, and elements of traditional Coast Salish performance. Did I say Salish again? I have a speech impediment on that for some reason. It's traditional Coast Salish performance, and you tell a unique and powerful story of a mixed-race North American family. It's going to be happening in July. The auditions are tomorrow. They're looking for 4 female and 2 male performers, open to trans and non-binary. Ethnicity, race, gender is open to all. Dancer roles must have a minimum of intermediate level dance ability and have some advanced background in contemporary dance. And the lead, Joanne and Joe, must be filled by an Indigenous performer, ideally Coast Salish. Joanne requires exceptional acting and dance skills. So there you go. The information is all on their website, sodamproud.com, for more information. Peninsula Productions in White Rock is doing Waiting for the Parade by John Morrell. That is, it's a play that is set in Calgary during the Second World War, where 5 women gather to work for the war effort while their men are away. It's directed by Wendy Bollard, friend of the show, and it's happening in July at Peninsula Studios in White Rock. The auditions are Sunday, February 16th at the Peninsula Studio Theatre. Now, these roles might be subsidized by a Canada Summer Jobs Grant, so they're looking for a performer between the ages of 15 and 30, a Canadian citizen, and someone legally able to work in Canada in order to qualify for the grant. Send your headshot and resume to peninsulaproductions.org, info@peninsulaproductions.org, with parade in the subject line. Ooh, opera, heroic opera, doing Don Carlos by Giuseppe Verdi. That's happening at the Annex on Seymour Street in July. The auditions are next Friday, the 21st. Let's see, they went to 2 contrasting operas, arias, if you're auditioning for one of the named roles, or just if you want to be in the chorus, just bring in a classical piece. If you're interested in auditioning but not available on Friday, then you can send in a remote, either a recording, a sound or video, along with your headshot and resume, and they will accept digital submissions until next Thursday, the 20th. If you have any questions or you want to sign up, their address is heroicopera@gmail.com. And make sure you mention which role you're interested in, as well as whether or not you're an equity artist, and that's for Don Carlos by Giuseppe Verdi. Yes, I'd like to say Giuseppe Verdi. Theater in the Country in Langley is doing Catch Me If You Can, the musical, based on the, was it DiCaprio? Who was in that movie? Anyway, it's played, the musical is written by Terrence McNally. It's sort of a jazz-infused tale based on the film. It's going to be up in Langley in June, and the auditions are this weekend, February 16th and 17th, at Theatre in the Country in Langley. Find out all the details at theatreinthecountry.com/auditions. Ayegi Productions are doing a bilingual production of the hit Broadway musical Next to Normal, bilingual in English and Korean. And right now they're looking to cast 2 characters, Diana and Dan, age 40 to 45. Diana, of course, female, and Dan is male. They're looking for Korean-Canadian actors to play those roles. If you're interested, but you're going to be out of town, they will take a self-tape submission. And you can send that with your headshot and resume to Ayagi Productions, which is spelled E-Y-A-G-I Productions, @gmail.com. White Rock Players are doing Eric Idle's Spamalot, the movie based on Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That's going to be up in June. The auditions are the 1st of March at the White Rock Theater at 1532 Johnson Road. And you can just email them at whiterockplayersclub@gmail.com. Emerald Pig in Mission is doing Shakespeare's As You Like It as a part of the outdoor Shakespeare Bard in the Park kind of series. They're doing it various locations in Mission, Maple Ridge, and Pitt Meadows from July 9th to 25th. The auditions are March 1st and 3rd, and you can find out more by contacting the director, Simon Challenger, or go to their website, emeraldpig.ca. Simon's website is schallenger@shaw.ca. Deep Cove Stage Society is doing The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And this is written by Noah Smith based on the novel by, who wrote Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? It has slipped my mind for a moment. That's funny. Anyway, you know Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Anyway, it's going to be happening in June at the Deep Cove Stage, and the auditions are happening in March 8th and 10th at Deep Cove Stage. Beach House Theater in Surrey at Crescent Beach are doing The Servant of Two Masters by Carlo Goldoni, and that is going to be happening in August. The auditions are the 8th of March. They are looking for someone who has some experience in physical comedy, preferably in the style of Commedia dell'arte. And if you can do some acrobatics, juggling, that kind of stuff, they would really like to see you. Beachhousetheater.org is the website, and the page is look for auditions. And finally, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Musical Theater Camp is holding their auditions in March and April for their summer sessions in July and August. Actors, performers, singers, dancers who are between the ages of 9 and 19 are all welcome to participate. You can get more information about that at gottasinggottasdance.ca. And if you have, if you want details and these are other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that is our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook, also on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments in the past, check out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and you can find us at player.fm. Also, remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around because Audrey is coming in here with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock, and our very own Nardwar, the Human Serviette, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame. He's on at 3:30. And Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thank you so much for listening. Have a nice weekend. Happy Valentine's Day. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This year's Fun Drive finale is on Valentine's Day, which has always been CITR and Discorder's favorite holiday.
This is the Valentine's Day episode.
You know, just a commercial holiday to sell you more shit.
Happy Valentine's Day? I don't know. I don't really, it's not really my thing.
Valentine's Day is pretty much a Hallmark scam to get you to spend your money on chocolate and cards, so you might as well spend your cash at the Fun Drive finale. We're sealing Fun Drive with a kiss, with the help of Psy, Canon Mulot, What, Big City, and Devours, with tunes by DJ Frankie Teardrop at Redgate Art Society on Friday, February 14th, aka Valentine's Day. It's all ages, $10, but no one turned away for lack of funds, and has a silent auction with prizes from businesses across Vancouver.
Thank you.
Love, CITR, and Discorder.
The UBC Blood for Life Club wants your blood.
But seriously, they do.
On February 19th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., they're holding a campus blood drive in the Great Hall of the Nest, and you're invited. Why donate blood, you ask? Well, every minute of every day, someone in Canada needs blood, and cancer patients, transplant recipients, and accident victims need a lot.
30 minutes of your life can give someone the rest of theirs.
So head down to the Nest on February 19th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
The Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival presents a climbing show featuring local climbers Kim and Graham McGrenery, who will talk about their adventures in Armenia, along with films from around the globe. The VIMFF will also present a ski program with local producer Ruben Krabbe, who will show his mind-blowing ski photographs and his short film Nebula. February 25th and 27th at 7:30, Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC. Tickets at www.vimff.org.